during Bikurim. Toshma is going to bring another proof. It says, Aloha, ko no shnei lanois, if you buy two trees, pitoich shel chaveroi, in the middle of your friend's property, so it says, maybe b'yein akoro, that since you did not speak out, you're buying the ground, you're only buying two trees, so you do not own the ground. Therefore, true, you own the terrace, you have to bring Bikurim, but you're not Korea the Pasha, Avo Adoma Shinasatali, because it's not your ground, therefore you're not Korea. Horshloisha, Mashmano, if you buy three trees, then we say maybe the Korea, then you do say the Pasha. So my love, the war, because if you buy three trees, then for sure that like, you own the karka around the trees. So since you also own the karka, therefore you could be Korea. Rashi says, Gimel, the corner karka, since then a locker is, you also automatically own the property in between, therefore you could be Korea. Now, my love doesn't mean over here, Kolshu, even though you only own the small part of the land around the tree, still you could bring Bikurim and say the Parsha. So you see, not like Ula. So again, lawyer, it's not the Pshat, or Kinami Yidvavama. It means that you own 16 amas around the trees. Therefore, since you own the karka around the tree where the fruit gets its nourishment from, it's called your peris that grow from your karka. Therefore, you keep the Korea, the Pasha of Bikurim. Toshima, coming here. Says Rabbi Akiva says, karka kolshu chayiv apeya. Somebody owns it in a small amount of karka, and something grows on it. So the loch of peya, you have to leave over the end of it for the aniyim. You chayiv in peya. Uba bikurim. If you have fruits that grow on it, you have to bring bikurim from what grows on it. Here's the kasha. You own a small piece of land, so good, you could have an apple tree there. But the chur of the roots grow 16 amas away. It says you only own the kolshu. You do not own the 16 amas around. So why can you bring bikurim? Right, it also says the kaisen ol pruzbul. You have a right to write a pruzbul. Look, a pruzbul sumi nageya at the end of shemitah. That if you somebody owes you money, it's like this shemitah stops the chayiv. If you write up a pruzbul though, then you still have a right to collect the money even after shemitah. Now pruzbul has to be only if you own karka. Now how much karka do you have to own? Even a kolshu. If you own a kolshu karka, it's enough. Hey, Samalva, the one that wants to collect the money. Look at it, I mean, the labor, the one that owes the money, he has to own some karka. Really, when you run out of prusbul, other people owe you money, you have to more be makna than karka. And you have to make sure the labor has the karka. If he has karka, then it's considered like it was collected already. By karka, it's called like you took it before shemitah. The thought part of this law applies even to a kolshu of karka, and also the niknin imo nechosim shein lemachrayis. If I want to sell you a small amount of karka, and also metalim, I want to sell you some kalim, so the fact you make a kinyan on a small amount of karka, there's a kinyan agav. Because of the karka also, you automatically kinda the metalim wherever they are, even though the karka is a small amount. But I call upon here at the kasha nula. Here it says clearly, even though you own a small amount of karka, the terrace that grow there, you're mechuyiv in bikurim, and you can say the parsha. Aye, the roots grow outwards. Gemara says, Hoka b'mayaskinon, we're talking about over here, Hoka b'mayaskinon, techiti. I tell you, we're not talking about a tree over here. We're talking about pasha the wheat. Wheat, the smallest amount that grows just from that ground, that's all. And they could have, bring you proof also, that Tony says kolshu, it only says a kolshu over here. Shema mina. The kolshu mashma, that a small amount. Remember, so, if it's a tree can't fill on a kolshu. A kolshu is mashma, a small amount of karka you own. This little bit you can bring bikurim. Now trees can't grow, even the bark can't get into, the stump can't get into a kolshu. That's the proof. We're talking about over here, wheat. Rashi says, kol, zayin, aminim, chayavim, bikurim. Bikurim is in all seven minim. So therefore, not only fruits, also wheat and barley also. So that's what we're talking about over here, wheat or barley. So therefore, there's no kasha tula. Toshima, come over here, another proof. It says, Elon, you have a tree. Miktsosei boris. Half of the tree is in Eretz Yisrael. The other half of the bark of the tree is an outside. It's mamash on the boundary of Eretz Yisrael. So half is inside, half is outside. So locker is what grows on this tree, the fruits, is considered tevel v'chulen m'ravim zeh v'zeh divrei Rebbe. Rebbe old is like mixed up together every single fruit. The half that grows from Eretz Yisrael has the lock of tevel. And the quiv take of trumas and maestas from it. Assuming the Rabbonin, when the rice is on the dog of materials, v'yisar, say grape tree, grow vines or olives, so when you rise, the chuvah take off tevel. But it's tevel, the chuvah take off from some isis. So half that grows from chutzlorot is schulin. So every peri is mixed together half and half. The v'shurim and the liloy men know, ha-godol v'chiv chiv. The fruits that grow on the right side of the tree, that's an Eretz Yisrael, is Makuiv and Trumas. Hagolda B'Psur Pata, the fruits that grow on the left side of the tree, that's a Chutz Pata's Pata. Now, Afkan up until now, Le Pligas Oni Machlekas Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon Galil, El Damasa V'Yesh Breira. Rebbe holds, Rebbe Shimon holds to say Yesh Breira. So we say the half that's Eretz Yisrael, it gives complete nourishment to its side. And therefore we say Yesh Breira, that side has Tevel on it. And the other side, it's a Chutz Pata's, is Chulin. Well, mass of Rebbe also know ain't Breira. We don't say Breira. Therefore, we do not know exactly which part of the pre is from Eretz Yisrael, which part is from Kutzlaretz, so they mix together. Avo bot godo beptur, but let's say it was grown in Kutzlaretz. Let's say this tree was planted on the other side of Eretz Yisrael, on the Kutzlaretz. Then divrei hakol poto. Everybody would say it's poto, not mechuyev and truma. So shall is why, according to Ula, since the roots grow 16 namas all around, it gets its nourishment. So even if this tree is planted right outside Eretz Yisrael, but the roots still grow inside Eretz Yisrael, those first 16 namas it still gets its nourishment from. So if so, the tree should still be mechuyev and tevel. So the kasha nula. So Gemara says, "Hocha v'mayaski." No, we're talking about over here the masik tsunma. Talking about by the boundary here, there were stones. So therefore, the roots cannot grow through the stones. Therefore, all the nourishment is from chutz lorets. Therefore, it's potah. It's potah from chulin. That's why it's potah. If it wouldn't be for the stones, then we would say it'll also be Murib Zebazir. Alright, turn over. Sumar says, Ihochi, if we're talking about now, the Masik Tsunmo, that there's a stone there dividing up the two, so then, my time of the Rebbe. What's the Svar of Rebbe? How could Rebbe say that the Muravim Zebazir? If to say any fruits to grow, it all has half is chulin and half is truma. Why? If there's a stone there, so then for sure the right side is Eretz Yisrael. If there's a stone there, then there's no part Eretz Yisrael here. No, I mean if there's a stone there, would mean there was half and half. So if there's a stone dividing the tree like an half, so we should know for sure the right side is Eretz Yisrael, the left side is Chutz Laretz. So Gemara says the pshat is Tahadri Arvi. True, on the bottom where the roots are, there's a stone there dividing it up. The right side is total from Eretz Yisrael, the left side from Chutz Laretz. But when they grow up the bark, then it comes together, comes into one piece, into one bark. The tree becomes one piece coming up. And so when the tree is growing up, there, they're more mixed up together again. The nourishment comes together there. Therefore, Rebbe says every single fruit that grows gets half its nourishment from Eretz Yisrael, half from Chutz Laretz. Therefore, it's more of Zebazir. Mar says the soul of a Micah, what are they arguing? Of a Micah, what's the Machlokes? Rebbe says, yes, once they grow further up, the air is mavalvul, mixes them up. Even though the right side is an Eretz Yisrael, the left side is a Chutz Laretz, but when the tree grows up into one piece, the air there mixes them up, instead of the pears are half and half again. Well, Masava, Rebbe Shimon says, no, Shimon only holds, Hai lechudikoy, you know, even though the tree grows up to be one piece, but since on the bottom where the roots are, it's divided there, there's a stone there dividing it up, the right side is an Eretz Yisrael, the left side is a Chutz Laretz. Rebbe Yosef like Yesh Breira, the right side, all those pears are totally from Eretz Yisrael, and the left side is all from Chutz Laretz, Zechulin. Now, the Sheish Esriyam of the Sulai, is it true what Ula says, that the nourishment of the tree, nor the roots, only grow out 16 amas and not more? I what's now, we learned the Mishnah before, Marchikin Esilu Minabor, Chofayama. You have to move back your tree from your neighbor's bor 25 amas. Why? Because the roots grow there and will knock down, ruin his bor. So who you see roots grow 25 amas, not only 16. Omravaya bayit like this, true. Mezal tuva azli, true. The roots travel far. They could travel 25 amas. But achusha le mechashi, but they only get the nourishment, where did they eat up from the ground? The nourishment only comes from 16 amas. Rashi says, achusha mechashi, besod kaveri, elashi shehiltach. It only takes the nourishment, like where does it get its nourishment from the other neighbor's ground? Only 16 amas. So if it's 16 amas in your property, only afterwards it grows out, it doesn't take nourishment from your neighbor, therefore you're not called a gazlin. 16 amas to get nourishment, more than that not. Kiyosi Ravdimi Yomar. Boy, minay reshlokish from Rav Yechonon. Reshlokish yetashar from Rav Yechonon. Ilon ha-somach lemeitzer. A tree that's near the boundary, v'toch yud vavama, it's within 16 amis. Now, what's the locha? Notice, do you have to bring a bikurim or not? So you planted a tree,
It's within 16 amos of your neighbor. So what's the loch? Omalei gazlanu. The loch is that it's a fruit tree. The fruit is like zela, because the roots get its nourishment 16 amos, and it's not 16 amos in your property, it's going into your neighbor's property, so it's taking nourishment from your neighbor. And you can't bring the kurim over here, because it's not called your property, it's not called your parents. That's what he said, like we had before. Ki osi rovin and rovin came omer Rabbi Yochanan. He said over the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Echad ilon asamach lemeitzar, whether the tree is just near the boundary, the echad ilon hanoite, where the tree that's been noite, the leaves are going over your friend's fields. The locker is maybe the kura. You have a right to bring bikurim from it. You know why? Shal menas kein himcho Yeshua liyisrael asoretz. Yeshua gave them a right to do this. Rashi's histin aleihem imoyim shleik pidu akach. Yeshua made it tonight in Eretz Yisrael at least, that people have a right to plant trees, fruit trees, even at the end of the property. Even though by doing that, the roots are going into your friend's property and getting nourishment from your friend's property, really it should be a gazlin. That was the tenai Yeshua made, that Yidin should not be matbetzel there. Therefore, at least in Eretz Yisrael, you'll have to do this. Now the Mishnah says, Ilon shul noite lesada chaveroi. If you have an Ilon, your tree, that's been noite, like going over your friend's field, it's noite, it's leaning towards your friend's field. His chavero koitzes, and the leaves that come over to your friend's field that bothers him. So your neighbor's tree, his leaves are coming into your property. What can you do? So he holds his koitzes. You let it cut down his leaves. Molei hamadei agali lachrisha. If you want to go and use a lachrisha, plow your fields. So on top of the lachrisha, you have a madas, a stick, like hit it with. Rashi malam made boka, the stick you hit the cattle with. So that's how high up you let it cut down the trees. Enough that you should be able to be on top of the lachrisha and use that stick. Let's say your neighbor has a boxa tree or a shikma tree that gives off a lot of shade. The leaves are very wide. Can they get hamashkolis? Then you're allowed to cut down, like make hamashkolis means what it's called when you build something, the weight that goes straight down, how you measure off the property. So in other words, you make a straight line up, and exactly where your property starts, you're allowed to cut down all those leaves. Since those leaves are big, thick leaves, they make a lot of shade, and your property ruins your property, then you're allowed to cut down can they get hamashkolis. Beis HaShalchin, let's say it's a Beis HaShalchin, that means a sod that doesn't have enough rainwater. You have to irrigate it there. Kol Ilon, Kinegra Mashkolas. Any neighboring tree, you'll have to cut down all the leaves exactly above your boundary. Because since the land needs irrigation, any shade is bad for it. Abisholayna, Kol Ilon, Sarak, Kinegra Mashkolas. Any tree that's bare and doesn't give our fruits, also, you're allowed to cut down the leaves of it with a straight line up from your boundary. He boiled up a question like this. Abishol, when Abishol says his halacha,
that kol ilan sarak, kineged hamishkolos, any tree that's barren, doesn't give off fruits, being cut down all the branches. So I have a question like this. Aresha koi, is he going on the ratio? That the ratio Tanakama says that every tree, you only can cut off amardas agabe machrisha, that's all. And the Mechruv Shikma the Kumishkolis, and Abishol is coming to Bimekel and saying no, that call Elon Sorok also, you can cut off all the branches. Oh yeah, Sefer Koi, or maybe no, maybe Rabbi Yosef is going like the Chumrah in the Sefer. That the Sefer by Beis HaShalchin, the other Tanakhama says that every tree, you can cut off all the branches. And Abishol says no, not every tree, only an Elon Sorok are you allowed to. So that's the question, is Abishol Bimekel in the ratio, or is it Bimachmer in the Sefer? So what's the Tarshamak going to bring a proof? The Tanya we learned, Beis HaShalchin, that's this field that needs irrigation. That the shade is very bad for it. So Abishol Eimer, Kol Ilon, Kineged HaMashkolos, every single tree, you're allowed to cut down the branches straight up. Mifnei Shatzeh L'Rala Beis HaShalchin, because any shade that comes into the field is bad for the field. So here you see clearly that Shmamina Reisha Koi Shmamino, that what Rabbi Yossi says, Alochov Ilon Sarak, that's only going on the ratio on a regular field. That the other Tanakhama says you're not allowed to cut down all the branches. Only Molei Hamardo Agavia Machrisha. And if that Rabbi Yosef comes talking and saying no, Kol Ilan Sarak. Any tree that's barren could also cut down, you're allowed to cut down all the branches. But Ashenkin in the Sefer though, by Beis HaShalchin, there Vada Rabbi Yosef agrees that you're allowed to cut down any tree, all the branches. That's a proof he's being more makol in the ratio. Omer Rabashi says, Mas Nisan Namidek, and our Mishnah also have a proof like that Rabbi Yosi is a bigger Mekel. Tetoni, it says kol ilan srak. He's saying every ilan srak. What's kol? See, I'm with Bishleim. My resh is going back to the ratio. The Tanakam, it says no. All the trees you can only cut off at a certain distance. So Rashi says you should know kol ilan srak. You can cut down all the branches. I know Tetoni kol ilan. So he says every tree. Eli Yarmataseh is going on the Sefer. And the Tanakam and the Sefer also agrees in the Beis HaShalchan. You're allowed to cut down all the trees, all the branches. If so, Ilan Srak mi boilei. So if he's being a Machmir, he shouldn't say a Lashon of Kol Ilan Srak. He just should have said, Ilan Srak, you're allowed to, but not other trees. El Alash Ramina, this should be a proof that since it says Lashon of Kol, all, every tree, Mashmi is being Mekel. Where is it being a Mekel? A Resha Koish Ramina. There's going on the ratio, as the Tanakhama says, only Kenegra Madag, Arimach Risho, and he says, no, but Ilan Srak, cut it all down. Now the Mishnah says, Ilan Shehu Noitel Rishus Rabin. If you have a tree that's leaning, the branches are leaning over into the Rishus Rabin. So the locker is, the people from the Rabin is Koitzit, they have right to cut down the branches. Kidei Shehe Gomel Oiver Vareichboi. That a camel could pass by, and the rider on top of the camel, that's the height that you let it cut down the trees, the branches. Rabbi Yudah says, Gomel Toin, fish in another height, the height of how tall a camel is when it's loaded up with flax. Oichavil is murus, or else bundles of vines. Rabbi Shimon says, call the Elon Kineged HaMashkoilis. No, you're allowed to cut down all the branches that go over into the Shus Rabim, like a straight line, straight up, where the Shus Rabim starts. What's the reason? Because we do not want these branches to bring tumor into the Shus Rabim. Like we'll see in the Gemara, maybe Oyel HaMeis. Maybe there's a gezeis of a mace under the branch, and then the branch is like an oil, whoever walks underneath that oil becomes tummy. So we do not want an oil to be in Rishus Rabim, so you have a right to cut down the whole branch that goes over into Rishus Rabim. Another word says, Man Tan, who's the Tan of our Mishnah? The Benizokin Bosur Umdino Dahashtat Linen. That by Nizokin it's enough just to watch out that right now it should not do damage. Like here we're saying these trees that go over the leaves, you only have a right to cut them down enough that the camel could go by now. Even though later on it'll grow again more, still we take each time of itself. Right now you can only cut down this much. So does it go like Amar Shlokish Bamachlekis Shnu Yerilis Machlekis then? And Rabbi Lezi, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Eliezer. There's none we learned. Einoisin Chalal Takas Rishus Rabim. You're not allowed to make a hole underneath the Rishus Rabim. Burris, Yichin, Amaris, you can't like dig a ditch there or a cave there under Rishus Rabim because we're afraid maybe you'll cave in. Rabbi Eliezer Matir, Rabbi Eliezer says no, it's okay. If it's strong enough that a wagon could go over it that's carrying stones, then it's okay. Even though maybe later on talking to the ground will give in and will cave in. The blessed says you go after right now. If right now it's strong enough, you'll have to dig the ditch right now. So Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Yechanan says, even if you want to say, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbanan. I tell you, Hossam, Zimnon de Mavchis Lavatatoi. Why the ditch underneath? We're afraid maybe you'll give in or cave in and it'll be harmful for the Rishus Rabim. Avlocha, but over here, what are you afraid about? That maybe the tree, the branches will grow back again. So what? Kama kokaitzle. If you see it grows back again, you cut it off then. Like if you see the camel can't go through, we'll cut it off later. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yuduaymer, Gomol Toyin Pishtim Echabiliz Maris. That's the Shia Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbanan said, what have the Tanakhama? Kadei Shia Gomel Oiva Vareichboi. Zemar says, Yiboidu, I have a question. Shiurit Rabbi Yehuda Nofish, or Dilma Shiurit Rabbanan Nofish? Like, what's the taller height? Is the height of the Rabbanan a camel with a rider on top of it? Or the height of Rabbi Yehuda just piled up with flax? Zemar says, Pshita for sure, the Shiurit Rabbanan Nofish. The Rabbanan Shiurit Haya. Because these Sakadayat Shir the Rabbi Yehuda Nafish, you want to tell me the Shir Rabbi Yehuda is higher, so then Rabbanan b'Shir the Rabbi Yehuda Hechi Yovid. How could the Rabbanan give a smaller Shir and not be afraid of a camel full of flax? Like how would a camel full of flax go by the Rishus Rabim? So for sure the Rabbanan Shir is a higher Shir than Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara asks, but the other way then in Shver. V'yelamai, what do you want to tell me? That Shir the Rabbanan Nafish, the Shir the Rabbanan is higher. Like if you cut off the Shir of the Rabbanan, that for sure is the height of a camel filled with flax. But Rabbi Yehuda's Shir is a less of a Shir. So the question is then, Rabbi Yehuda v'shir the Rabbanan, my Ovid. What do the Rabbanan do with the shir of the Rabbanan? What do Rabbi Yehuda do with the shir of the Rabbanan? And Rabbi Yehuda says it's enough just for the camel to go by when it's full of flax. But they tell him now when a rider is on top of the camel, that's even higher, so if the branches come down, it'll hurt the rider. How could the rider ride on top of his camel? So Mora says it could be, Evshed the Gochin v'chol of Tusei. That's not such a kasha. The rider on top of the camel will have to bend down and go that way. So it's possible for the rider to bend down. So therefore, Yehuda is not afraid of the rider. He's only afraid it has to be tall enough that a camel full of flax could go by. Then the end of the Mishnah says that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kol Yilon, Kineger Hamish Koyloi Kofnei Atoma. Now any tree going over to Rishas Rabbi, you're allowed to cut down all the branches. Tony, we learned Mifnei Oyel Hatoma, that we're afraid again, maybe there's a kazayas of a mace underneath the branch, and the branch will be an oil, so anybody else under this tree would become tummy. Mar says, pshit, of course that's the pshat. If may have tumma tanan, the Mishnah says we're afraid of tumma. So Mar says, no, imimas nisnif, just from what the Mishnah says, have I mean, I would have thought to say, dilma maisi oirib tumma v'shad yehosam. Maybe what the Mishnah means, we have to be afraid, maybe a raven will come and throw a kazayas mace, like on top of the tree. So we have to be afraid, maybe the mace is in the tree itself. And therefore, the sagi with the chalule biyalma, it would be enough just like to prune out the branches, take off one or two branches, so if it was up there, it would fall down. But you are allowed to leave some branches going out into Rishas Rabbim. With the chalule biyalma, from Ash Blon, that's the chiddush know, that the pshat from the Mishnah is as oil. We're afraid maybe there's a mace on the, size of the mace on the floor. If any branch is not allowed to be sticking out into Rishas Rabbim, we're afraid there'll be oil on the mace, therefore every single branch we have to cut down. Hadrin alecho lo yachbar. All right, we'll stop here.